So welcome to the 26th Choose This Day Bible Study. This is on the millennium, or the thousand years. The Bible speaks of a thousand-year period of time. The world has many views of the placement of this time and the period of what occurs and what's going on during that time. But we're going to search the scriptures to try to hopefully enlighten us a little bit about what happens and the truth of the matter. So there's a link to these notes in the video description below. So feel free to take this and, again, print it, share it, fill in the blanks, do those things. So 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 53, which we have read before, it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die or sleep, be dead, but we shall all be changed, both the living and the dead, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality," just as we read before. And I quoted that last phrase, but now we've seen what the Bible says in regard to that section, that we as mortal humans will put on immortality, which means we are not currently immortal. We are mortal. We die. And from that death, we will be resurrected and we will be transformed. We will be changed. Now, Jesus said in John 14, verses 1 through 3, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God," that would be his Father, "believe also in me," which is the Son of God. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you," Jesus said, as the master builder. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I know that this is a blessed hope for so many people, that Jesus Christ will come in the clouds of heaven. I'm looking for that day, and I pray that you are as well." Revelation 20, verses 1 through 6, it says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain was in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and he bound him 1,000 years. That's what we've talked about before with this 1,000 years and the judgment given to the righteous. Notice, it cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season." So now the 1,000 years will be expired. They will have already transpired. And what happens is after that 1,000 years, the enemy is loosed for a short time or a little season. Notice what it says. "And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them," which are the righteous. "And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. These people had not worshipped the beast nor his image, neither had received his mark in their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years up in heaven." Now remember this parenthetical statement, "but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished." Now going back to that first group that he has referred to as those that were in heaven with Christ 1,000 years, this is the first resurrection. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him for 1,000 years. And so we know that those that are righteous, those that are given the ability to judge, will be in heaven with Christ for 1,000 years. Now the rest of those that have not been faithful and have not chosen Christ during this life, they will be dead during that time, still on this earth, and they're not going to live again until the 1,000 years are finished. Read that section several times there in Revelation chapter 20, and you'll come to a better understanding if this is a little confusing to you now. Notice as it continues on in 1 Corinthians 6, 2 through 3, "Do you not know that the saints," those that have followed Christ, "shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matter? Know you not that we shall judge angels?" These are the unrighteous angels that have chosen not to follow God. "How much more then the things that pertain to this life? You know, it's interesting. It's in that section where it's talking about bringing people to court. And it's saying, don't bring people to court in front of an unjust judge that doesn't even fear God. You should be able to take care of these matters between you and yourselves there in the church, those that have faith in God and use His word as their foundation for thoughts. Very interesting concept. Now, Jeremiah 4, verses 23 through 27 goes on to say, I beheld the earth, and lo, it, the earth, was without form and void. That's very similar to what we read in the beginning of Genesis chapter 1, but this is at a different time. And the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. In other words, there was earthquakes. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. Now, it didn't say they were created like it said in Genesis chapter 1. It says they fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place, which God had created in Genesis chapter 1, it's now a wilderness, and all the cities thereof, all the buildings that man created after creation in Genesis chapter 1, they were all broken down at the presence of the Lord and by His fierce anger. So Jeremiah there is describing the earth similar to what it was back in Genesis chapter 1, but at a different time. After the trees had been dead, after the cities had been destroyed, after the mountains had been moved by earthquakes, this is describing that time after Christ comes and the wicked are dead here on the earth. Fascinating. Notice as we continue on in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And he shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, this concept of forever and ever, we can read in the Bible, does not actually mean throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Now, what I mean is, we're going to see, according to the Bible, that this idea of burning forever is not really burning throughout the ceaseless ages, but rather burning until it is finished. It will burn forever until it is complete, doing what it's done. And so now, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, the same day we were just reading about in Revelation chapter 20. And all the proud, those are those that have not chosen to humble themselves, as the Lord Jesus is humble, yea, all that do wickedly, those that have chosen contrary to Christ's plan, they shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not going to burn them throughout the ceaseless ages. It says it will burn them up, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now, what is very fascinating is that Christ, in John chapter 15, calls Himself the vine, and we are branches. And so He is the vine connected to the root, Jesus is, and we are the branches. And in the same way, the Bible has just described in Malachi chapter 4 that the burning at the end of time will not leave root nor branch. The devil is the root and the vine, and the branches are those that follow him. So the same concept, there's either a root of Christ or a root of the enemy. There are branches from Christ and there are branches from the enemy. I choose to be connected to Christ. And the way that I choose to do that is through Bible study and prayer regularly, every single day. Finally, it says in Revelation 20, verses 14 through 15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So notice it says death and hell, both death and hell itself, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So even death itself, the greatest enemy, will be thrown into the lake of fire, as it says in Corinthians. And so I am so thankful to be able to understand a little bit more about what the Bible says at the end of time and how God is going to mercifully deal with this universe by destroying sin and sinners along with Satan, that there will be no more destruction like we have experienced it here on this earth. And that's why I'm grateful for this 26th fundamental principle that says that we believe that these immortalized ones are then taken to heaven, to the New Jerusalem, the Father's house. in which there are many mansions, as we read from John 14, where they reign with Christ 1,000 years, judging the world and fallen angels, that is, apportioning the punishment to be executed upon them at the close of the 1,000 years, as we read in Revelation 20 and 1 Corinthians 6, that during this time the earth lies in a desolate and chaotic condition, like Jeremiah 4 describes, as in the beginning by the Greek term abusos, the bottomless pit. The Septuagint of Genesis 1 verse 2 says that. And that here, Satan is confined during the 1,000 years, in Revelation 20, and here finally destroyed, again in Revelation 20 and Malachi 4. The theater of the ruin he has wrought in the universe being appropriately made for a time his gloomy prison house, and then the place of his final execution. So I praise God that he's given us the hope that we will be saved, living with Christ throughout the ceaseless ages, and the enemy and those that follow him, unfortunately, will be like stubble, will be destroyed, will be consumed by the brightness of Christ's coming, and then finally, at the end of the 1,000 years, will be destroyed from the fire that comes down from heaven forever. This world, this universe, will again be without sin, and God will have those living in peace by choice with him forever. I want to be part of that group, and I hope you do too. Thank you so much for studying with us at RevelationWithDaniel.com.